The European Union today ended nearly a six-year moratorium on genetically modified, or GM, foods. Despite overwhelming consumer opposition, the EU approved imports of a variety of GM corn for human consumption. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin, European leaders hope the move will help resolve a trade dispute with the United States.
It's known as BT11 sweet corn. It's genetically modified, so the plant is resistant to certain insects. Today's decision allows cans or fresh ears of the corn to be sold in European Union countries. But even Swiss-based Syngenta, the producer of the corn seed, doesn't think either will be on supermarket shelves soon. Reiner von Milensky is a Syngenta spokesperson.
We just ask for this registration in case some processors would like to import it into the EU. But these consumers in Europe are very skeptical still. They will make the final decision.
For many European consumers, right now, that decision is no. At an upscale Berlin supermarket, shoppers eye Venetian ham and piles of fresh white asparagus. No one is looking for GM food.
Überhaupt nichts.
I am completely against it, said one housewife, out shopping for cheese and sausage. It's artificial, she said. I don't explicitly look at what I buy, said a neurosurgeon, but I prefer organic food. The corn now approved for eating in Europe still can't be grown here. It's raised in the United States, Canada, and Argentina. Several environmental groups opposed the approval. Claire Oxborough with Friends of the Earth claims helpful insects could be killed by the plant since it essentially produces its own pesticide. She's also not confident it's good for people in the long term.
It's the same as with all GM products. Because the adequate tests haven't been carried out, there is no evidence of harm, but there is also no evidence that the product is safe.
But Europe's Commissioner for Health and Consumer Protection, David Byrne, says extensive tests showed BT11 sweet corn is as safe as conventional food.
Unfortunately, that view is not accepted by some elements in the green movement. And no matter how many scientists say otherwise, or how many people try to persuade them of that view, they just won't accept it.
Today's decision was the first authorization of a GM product in almost 6 years. It comes after recent legislation that created strict tracing and labeling requirements. EU officials say this shows they are open for business with GM producers, and they hope the United States will drop a World Trade Organization lawsuit claiming GM food is unfairly blocked in Europe. But Richard Mills, spokesman for the U.S. Trade Office, says the suit is going ahead.
Our view is not related to the process for one particular product on one given Wednesday in one given year. It's a basic problem with the way the EU regulates its approvals process. And because today the Europeans can say they've approved one product, doesn't address concerns that may be on another product tomorrow.
30 more GM products are now waiting for approval from the EU, but approval doesn't necessarily mean any will wind up on supermarket shelves or growing in farmers' fields. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.